What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the very first special episode of the Better Mindset Podcast. I'm Adam Maven here with
Julian Vijegas.
And we are very excited to kind of share with you what this podcast is going to be about and the future of how we can help others in our community. So, Julian, the reason we started this podcast in the first place is because we both have a very special privilege of being in a community service group called Youth Leadership Broward. We're both from South Florida and we're both juniors in high school.
Yeah.
There's youth leadership programs all across the country, across the world. There's leadership programs all across the world. And we got lucky enough to be accepted into this one. And it's been awesome. And we get to collaborate with a bunch of different kids. But throughout the whole year, we have our own service group, our own service project. And our topic for our group is mental health, like you mentioned. And we got a great team with us of officers and people that are going to help us put this podcast together. And just so we can stress how important a person's mental health, a teenager's mental health really is, because me and you are both in high school, different high schools, but we're both juniors. Yeah. And all of Youth Leadership Broward are juniors. I think this is a great place for not only me and you, but for other teenagers listening out there to hopefully get some help or tips that they need to just deal with the stress and anxiety that most teenagers, normal teenagers, would deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah, our mission as a team is to reach out to those that need the help in school, and I feel like that's really important. And many of the topics that we discuss can be applied to any age, any generation. We would just be talking about the general ideas concerning mental health, and later on in the podcast, as we get deeper into the episodes, we're going to bring special people on so that they can be able to discuss, you know, like certain experts and different people that can be able to discuss with us the importance of the concerns of mental issues. So yeah. And we're just going to get started.
I think it's really exciting. Like, not only am I excited for other people to hear, but I'm kind of interested on you know, who we bring on and to get some tips, you know, and just learn about some things, because we'll bring on hopefully some psychologists, some doctors, some mindfulness experts that we can talk to and just learn from. So I'm excited too. And
I'm so excited. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so excited. Yeah, and hopefully we can help a lot of people out there. But obviously, it's the first episode, so this one's just me and you. We're not going to go too in depth on anything. We want people to kind of get a feel for what we're going to be talking about here. So let's just open up the floor between me and you and just have a conversation about the type of mental health struggles that teenagers already face on a daily basis. And me and you, you know, both like I said, both juniors in high school. So we're obviously we have a rigorous schedule with our school. And then we also have our social life and, you know, extracurriculars too. And all these things that, you know, a teenager trying to live a normal life would want to pursue or do well.
Most definitely.
You know, not only do I see it in among myself, but and I'm sure you see it among yourself too, the stress that you deal with all these things every day. But we see it among our friends too, and we see how stressed everyone is. So, like, what experience have you had, a story that you might have of a friend that's dealt with some of the stress or some things that they've, you know, had on a daily basis?
So definitely I've struggled with this too, as sure as I'm sure that a lot of people have, because I think the big triangle is balancing academics, social life, and extracurriculars. And those are the three really important things to focus on, like Adam had already said. But that's the biggest thing. And I feel like you need to have a very good balance with those three things in order to be able to live with a better mental health, with a better stress. And most people, the stress that it comes down to is in academics and social life, because more of extracurriculars is enjoying what you want to do, you know, living up to the contribution that you want to do in society. You know, if somebody wants to be a doctor, most likely they will get into extracurriculars that entail medical paths, medical professions. You know, they can go into pathology or medical terminology, but and you know, musicians, it can be an orchestra and band and different music classes. So definitely the extracurriculars are a way to unwind, but social life and the social pressures that people put on you, such as daily texting on Snapchat, you know, commenting and liking people's posts on Instagram, and tweeting constantly and all this social media interaction is definitely a very, very hard burden on people's life. And that comes with enjoyment, but that also puts stress on academics. So one works with the other. Then that definitely damages academics because people cannot stay focused on multiple things at once, and they end up going into their social life, getting consumed into these devices, getting consumed into this perception that
just kind of builds up.
Exactly. It just all builds up. And the social life is they need to be cool. They need to be they need to be like talkative with their friends. You know, they need to keep up with their friends on top of all their academics. When you have kids nowadays in high schools taking 3, 4, 5 APs, and other people could be struggling with things at home with many things.
Yeah. You know, it's like you said, it's not everyone just that's taking all these AP classes. Everyone that you might come across or walk past in the hallway in school or on the street is always dealing with something at some point in their life. It might not be at that very second, but they could go home and something can be wrong, or they go to school and something's wrong there. They're getting bullied or something, or something with social media. So now on top of this, like the world isn't already crazy. You know, now we're in this, hopefully towards the end of this basically year long pandemic dealing with COVID-19. And I know that's definitely left a lot of kids, you know, secluded in their homes, causing them to maybe feel lonely or depressed or anxious because, you know, you can't really leave their house. And I know some people have it worse than others. Obviously, I can't imagine what it's like for someone who, luckily, I haven't dealt with a serious traumatic event that's really taken place in my life or has hurt me in some way. But for someone that has already been struggling with a mental health illness or had already dealt with loneliness, while still being able to go out and do things. And I know me and you have spoken about this and with our group, a person who might have felt lonely or anxious or stressed out or depressed or sad might have been able to go out and do that one thing that makes them happy. And then the world basically gets shut down and now they're inside of their house and that one thing gets taken away, which can cause some serious pain in that person's life. So what are some... obviously, we've talked about some of the teenage struggle already that teenagers might face on a daily basis, academic, social life, extracurriculars, just trying to juggle it all. But what are some things that maybe yourself or you've seen among your friends that have been sort of on top of the average teenage struggle during this COVID-19 pandemic?
So definitely, Adam, I'll give you a great example. I had a friend. He was one of my really good friends, and I mean, he still is. He's alive and well, but he definitely went through an episode, and it was really tough for him. And it was because all of these academic pressures, all of these social pressures, especially during COVID, it is so hard. Like, let me tell you, Adam, it's so hard for you to keep in touch with the majority of your friends during COVID-19. You lose so many friendships. I have lost a lot of friendships. I have lost a lot of connections with people. I have lost some of my social skills because it's been so hard to be out, to be talking to people, to be able to be in that social environment that so many people need. It's a necessity for people to be social. It's a necessity for people to be out there talking to other people. So my friend, he went through this terrible phase. And he went through depression and I'm talking anxiety every day. I would call him and he was crying. And this was a tough guy. You know, he's always been on top of his stuff. He's always been, he's always been super, super nice and super, super social and stuff like that. But you just tell him, take a turn, you know? And, he started getting into these bad things. He started getting into drugs. I used to call him and, you know, he'd say, "Yo, dude, I'm stoned," or something. And it's like, why, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is that's their only release most of these times, drugs and drinking. And, even in these high schoolers who shouldn't even be drinking in the first place, you know, who shouldn't even be doing drugs in the first place. But there's so many of these problems that these teenagers have to resort to these other releases of their own stress. So he definitely went through that stuff. He had a period of very depressed. He talked to me a couple of times about ending his life, and that definitely wasn't so. I talked to him. I had a good conversation with him. I went to him in person, and ever since then he's been trying to do better, but there's only so much better you can go. There's only like a level of improvement that you can achieve, you know.
Yeah, no,
so that's what it comes down to. And
Yeah, thanks for telling that story, and I hope your friend is doing well, and I hope everyone out there kind of listened to that, or everyone who's listening kind of heard that and knows that there's always someone you can talk to, and that there's always a better coping mechanism that you can use, because I think having the right ways to cope with your emotions is very important. And like we said, so, being secluded in your home during COVID, and right now it's tough for a lot of people. And for myself, with school and with, I've gone through my different emotions during this pandemic. I'm sure you have too. And you know, your friend has had his fair share. Other people across the world, millions of people have had their share of different emotion shifts throughout this pandemic. I know I have for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And
especially now with school. You know, that adds another level of stress. So for me, I've dealt with, you know, procrastination and no motivation, low productivity. And the reason I say no motivation and procrastination, which pretty much go together for me, is just because, you know, when I have all this stuff, I have all this stress, you know, I'm in my house, I can't leave, I wasn't the happiest. And now I have all this schoolwork on top of it. And I know I have to do it to maintain my grades. I know I do it all, and then I know I have more. But that tiny sliver of freedom from no school, from getting away, I feel like I need to take it. And that's because I can't deal with everything that's already on my plate. So when I know I have more, I take a step back. And honestly, I think it's good. It's always good to take a step back and to kind of take 5 minutes. And shameless plug here, but I am... I created a nonprofit called the Wafshanti Children's Wellness Foundation, where we teach mindfulness and socially emotional learning to kids K-12. And so mindfulness, which is basically being in the present moment, putting those random negative thoughts in your head and releasing them without judgment, giving kindness to yourself, giving kindness to others. And so especially, you know, in a time like this, what I've been saying for years since we've done Wafshanti and you know, helped many kids in the process, is just to take 5 minutes out of your day to kind of step back and do something that you love. And I know a lot of people, and hopefully we'll obviously get more into mindfulness and get more into mental health as in future episodes, and we bring people on and experts on. But, you know, I think a lot of people have this view of mindfulness isn't cool. Mindfulness is sitting there with your legs crossed, with your eyes closed, with your hands in like an okay position on your legs. But that isn't what it is. Mindfulness can be anything that you love. It's something that helps you relax and something that helps you cope. And the reason I say all that is because I've had my fair share of episodes during this pandemic as well. But I've had the ability to kind of take a step back and respond instead of react. Instead of just getting angry or getting upset, I kind of take a moment, I'm able to breathe and relax, and I know that mindful technique. So hopefully in future episodes, and hopefully we'll be able to again bring people on and talk and go more in depth on all these amazing subjects that hopefully will help a lot of people, that they will also learn, teenagers, parents, whoever is listening, the proper tools to cope with their emotions on a daily basis, because I know everyone feels some sort of stress in their life.
Yeah, and that's really important. And I think it doesn't even have to be a given thing. What do you enjoy? Ask yourself right now. Ask yourself, what do I enjoy? And when you take that into account, you need to know that what you enjoy, that is essential to you being mindful, right? That is essential for you keeping your sanity. That's essential for you relieving that stress, you know. And whatever it is, maybe flipping a Rubik's Cube around, maybe playing Sudoku, you know, maybe download a mobile game, for God's sake. You know what I mean? Watch a series of Netflix, or, you know, watch an episode every night. Do something where you're able to relax, where you're able to step back.
But, and I find this funny because we're talking about, you know, downloading a game or something that you like to do, or play something that makes you happy, or watch TV. But, you know, before, when I used to, I used to speak in front of teachers, guidance counselors, or kids, and give my mindful presentation and whatnot. And I would say, you know, get off your phone. At the time before COVID hit, I was off of social media, and that was probably some of the happiest time of my life, just because I was kind of able to back away and step away from everything that's going on. And I would tell other kids and adults, say, I'm off social media. I'm not saying to delete social media, but what I'm saying is to kind of get off your phone for a little bit. Take in the present moment. Focus on the world around you. You know, we all have these random negative thoughts that come in our head a day. We actually have over 50,000 negative/random thoughts a day. And the most important thing, and the thing that hopefully mindfulness will help you with when you learn the proper tools and techniques, get those, notice those negative thoughts without judgment, release them and just begin again. And, you know, I think hopefully that's what people will be able to do. And, you know, when I was off my phone, and I would say, get off of social media, like just for a little bit. But now in the middle of this pandemic, I feel like you have to switch a little bit and say, just get off it for a little bit. But I got back on social media because all my friends are on social media. The only way I talk to them is through there. During school, I got to see them every day. And then COVID hit and you're basically isolated. At least I was. And so I needed to stay in contact, because for anyone out there listening, like, communication is key. If you're struggling with something, just like Julian's friend was, he reached out and he was able to talk to you and was able to, and you've been able to help him. And I if anyone out there who's struggling, if it means you get a talk to a mental health professional, right, or just a guidance counselor or a parent or a friend, make sure you ask for help, because asking for help and being able to open up and talk might be able to save your life or someone else's life.
Yeah, it's really important. And, you know, staying in communication, that's definitely essential. You know, it's staying in communication. That's really important. You also have to make sure that you take that time to de-stress, to unwind, to relax.
That's why we say 5 minutes a day, because if you can learn just by practicing 5 minutes a day of mindfulness or whatever you like, and obviously I'm not saying to never relax any other time throughout the day, but I'm saying take a specific 5 minutes or 10 or however long you want, but preferably five or more, just because that kind of takes enough time for your brain and body to kind of come together and relax. You know, take those 5 minutes to learn these, you know, mindful tools, because like, if you can continue to practice, and one of the practices that we like to do or talk about is called, we call it a music practice. And basically you listen to a song, any song, if Julian, you're a musician, so you know songs have, you know, you have the beat, you have the guitar, you have the drums, you have the lyrics, the singer. A lot of things are going on in a song, so many different things, right? And so we do this practice a lot, teenagers, with teenagers especially, because we tell them, if you can listen to this song and pinpoint one thing in the song, whether it's the drums or the guitar, just think of one thing. And if you can stay focused on that one thing in the song throughout the entirety of it, then hopefully you'll be able to focus on that one thing that you're doing in your daily life. Because if you can cut down, let's say, those random thoughts from 500 random thoughts on day one to 499 random thoughts on day two, then hopefully, you know, that's an improvement. One drop is an improvement. And so hopefully the more you practice, and let's say, and you focus on that drum beat or the guitar or whatever it is in the song, you'll be able to focus on whatever it is in your daily life. So, you know, like you said, I didn't start practicing mindfulness, you know, right away. I didn't know, like, I still learned, you know, I'm still learning to this day. That's why I'm actually really excited to bring people on and to be able to talk and share with the world what information we find out. But, you know, I still have a struggle sometimes of going back and being mindful, because I'm still a normal teen. Yeah. I still deal with things on a daily basis. So guys, I'm not saying, you know, you're going to learn mindfulness by listening to us right away. But what I'm saying is take the opportunity to practice, to take a step back. And, you know, and if that right there doesn't, you know, and if you're still not sure on mindfulness, there are so many scientific studies out there that prove that mindfulness works. And, you know, try it for yourself. That's what I'm trying to get at.
So guys, the essential question here is, what struggles do you find yourself facing on a daily basis? You know, take a moment to reflect, take a moment to really understand what are the struggles that you face. And then think about ways that you can that you can help them. Think about ways that you can address them, you know, whether it's any of the things that we talked about, or if it's something else that we didn't talk about, anything that relieves stress. And I know you guys can do it. We're here for you every step of the way. We're going to post a podcast next week. We're going to make sure that we stay on top of this to give you guys the resources and to give you guys the extra help that you need. But for now, this concludes our podcast. Hopefully this can be a good opportunity to get tips and help and to relate to the things that you face on a daily basis. We're definitely here. Our name is The Better Mindset again, if you missed it. But we want to say thank you. I want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to our podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media for further updates. Our Instagram is The Better Mindset, all together with an underscore at the bottom or at the end. And if you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to smash the like and turn on notifications. And if you're on Spotify or any other platform, thank you so much for checking us out. And we will see you next time.